Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of mind power. This is Donna Sebo. And I'm coming to you live from Los Angeles, in fact, the Hilton Hotel, where I am going to be attending the Conscious Life Expo. But the show goes on regardless of where I am, and we have a wonderful guest today. Her book is titled The First Key, How to Remove Subconscious Sabotage. Her name is Daphna Slonim. She is a physician. But she's a physician that has a whole different perspective than a lot of doctors do. Daphna, welcome to the show.
My pleasure.
Daphna, this book is something that, from a physician, we really wouldn't expect to see. But you've got such an interesting background. You graduated magna cum laude with a medical degree from Tel Aviv University Medical School. You spent 6 years in residency. You went another step. You got your psychiatric board exams. And you had a lot of recognition from what you were able to do. Then you came to the United States in the 80s. And you were introduced to something that most doctors never, ever even considered. And that's kinesiology, energy muscle testing, and energy psychology. So that was such a major shift for you. Now you're doing it with your patients. And recently you were the co-director of the NATO project preparing first responders in the former USSR countries, dealing with terrorism, etc. And you've been the medical director of the DSA Medical Clinic in Beverly Hills, California for a lot of years. How was it that you got introduced to energy medicine, and how was it that all of the orthodox medical training that you received just slid right into place, right along with this new level of understanding and education?
Well, I believe that everything is for a reason. And I came to the United States, didn't plan to stay much, and then I met my teacher, my spiritual teacher. And then, as I could not work in the beginning, I decided to study homeopathy. And I was fascinated by the results. And while I just started doing my fellowship in psychiatry in L.A. County USC Psychiatric Hospital, I wrote an article with one of the professors there about the treatment of psychiatric condition with homeopathy. This was really pioneering. That was in the early 80s.
And oh, my goodness.
Published two articles. And as you know, or maybe you don't know, when you do homeopathy, you have to find the exact remedy, because otherwise it does not work. You need to find out the remedy that resonates at the patient's wavelength. It's like a laser beam. When it works perfectly okay. But finding the right remedy is difficult. It's a big challenge because there are so many, and most practitioners, you know, are failing. That gave homeopathy a bad name. So I found out, I took a course, because I'm the perpetual beginner. I took a course in Northridge University in Touch for Health, and that's by Dr. Thee, a chiropractor, and he used muscle testing to find out where there are blockages in the body in the different meridians. So I learned muscle testing, and I used the muscle testing to, when I didn't know which homeopathic remedy to choose between two or three, I asked the body. And so very early, like in the early 80s, I was using muscle testing very successfully and just finding out what's the right remedy. Then I found out what's the right supplements, and I learned to really appreciate the wisdom of the body.
Well, your story is such a fascinating one because it's a whole spectrum that many people involved in medical science have said over and over again, homeopathy is just a gimmick. You talk about dealing with minute substances and that they make a difference, and they go on and on about it, and they say this is utterly ridiculous. And I find it so fascinating that you learned about muscle testing and that you were able to define what a patient needed. I'll share a story with you. I learned about muscle testing myself from a client of mine. Her brother was literally starving to death. He was allergic to so many things. Someone taught her muscle testing, and she took her brother through the grocery store. They went aisle by aisle, and he used his arm as the muscle testing lever. And by golly, they were able to find foods that he could eat, and they were able to turn his health around dramatically. So that was a number of years ago, and what a difference it makes when you can have that awareness. Now, here you are, you've been involved with that, you've been working with that. What made you transition into the area of the subconscious and how we can get away from sabotaging ourselves?
Okay, well, let me tell you how it all started. I had the patients who wouldn't get any better. When I treated his depression successfully, he got anxious. When I finally treated his anxiety, he became upset. And I became increasingly frustrated. So at one time, it occurred to me to say, I don't think you really want to get better. And he said, of course I want to get better. That's why I wouldn't, you know, that's why I can't. I come here and I keep on coming. And I say, okay, let's see what your body has to say. And then I muscle testing to say, I want to get better. And the muscle was weak and he was perplexed. And then I started asking him why, and he was totally puzzled by it, and he first didn't believe it. But then I continued using muscle testing. What was it all about? It's like playing 21 questions, except I used like unlimited amount of questions. And it came about that he felt he did not deserve to be better. Because when he was, I think, 10 years old, he raced with his sister who was 5, and she fell, and she was seriously injured, and he was blamed for that, and he continued to blame himself to this day.
Amazing.
So I have to come up with, you know, some way of clearing this guilt, and we just talked about it, and he realized he was only a child. There was no way for him. So after, you know, talking about it, and he understood that there is no guilt, he was on the way to recovery.
Well, and that's a big step. Now, you talked with him. Have you ever had anyone that when you went through this and you said, this is what's behind it, this is what your body's telling me, they look at you just as if you're nuttier than a fruitcake, saying, you don't know what you're talking about. I don't have any subconscious memories. I don't remember anything like that.
Yeah, well, it happens quite a lot. Now, when I start seeing patients, I first introduced them to all this concept of muscle testing. I tell them about muscle testing, and then I first demonstrate to them. When they say something that's true, like their true name, it makes all their muscles strong. And when they say something false, like a false name, fake name,
mm-hmm.
weakens them completely. If they say something they know it's true, or they bring about positive thought, positive affirmation, positive feeling, they think about love, they think gratitude, it make all their muscles strong. And on the contrary, when they think something negative, they say something negative, they have a negative emotion, they bring about hatred or jealousy or envy, it weakens all their muscle. And I spend the entire first hour just making them realize that this is truth. And I use different muscles and different things till they are completely convinced about the wisdom of the body. And this is really a life-changing experience by itself to many of my patients, because they know that if they think positive or focus on positive emotions, it will strengthen them. And that's by itself. You know, if you know, you can, the Dalai Lama said, you go to the market and you see a rotten apple and you see a nice, shiny, you know, green, pink apple, which one are you going to choose? Of course you're going to choose the nice apple. Why would you choose, negative emotions?
That's a very good question. Why would we choose negative emotions? Lots of times we have things going on subconsciously. It's just like an automatic repetition. Bingo, 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 bingo. It goes over and over and over again. And the definition of sabotage is in your book, the deliberate obstruction of or damage to any cause, movement, activity, effort, etc. And all of us are affected subconsciously on one level or another. And in fact, our subconscious, it's been evaluated, operates us 90% of the time. Let's talk about finances for a minute. People maybe have gone through obstacles with becoming independently and financially stable. Let's use that level. And there is something that always comes along and defeats them or takes away from what they possibly could accomplish. There is a way of being able to look at that to see if you are setting yourself up for that kind of sabotage, isn't there?
Absolutely, and I use it all the time.
What would you recommend to someone that's going through a challenge right now, because we have so many people that are just so terribly frustrated? They maybe have lost a job or they're going through some real economic stresses. What would you say to someone? What would you recommend that they do?
Well, I first will remove subconscious sabotage to happiness in general. That's the big umbrella. If you have subconscious sabotage to well-being or happiness in general, there is no way you're going successful in achieving any other goal. And then I look at subconscious sabotage to being financially successful. And there is fear of failure and there is fear of success. And maybe because I'm in Beverly Hills, I feel that fear of success is the winner. People are afraid of success from different reasons. And I am starting to go systematically after that fear of success because of physical issues. People are afraid that subconsciously fear that if they're going to be successful, it's going to take away a lot of time from recreation, from eating right. It may cause them some issues if they're going to be successful with drug abuse or some other illnesses. Their fear of success, let's say, from spiritual point of view, that money will corrupt them or that they're going to be taking away from the million of starving children or that they're going to become greedy. They may fear to lose their relationship if friends will take advantage of them or if people will resent them or be envious of them. There's so many levels on physical, emotional, mental, spiritual relationship, and there are issues that are very specific to women. Am I going to succeed in my career and be a bad mother, or my husband is going to be resentful? So many aspects. So I cannot give you a definite answer because things are very, very individual.
Well, let's talk about muscle testing itself. If you were to give an exercise to someone who's listening to the show right now to let them know that this is something that would work for them, what would you tell them?
Okay, first of all, I tell them to go to my website, and that's www.thefirstkey.com, thefirstkey.com, and sign up to get like 10 free short videotapes of me demonstrating the technique, because it's very important to do it right and calibrate it so you'll get a strong muscle with your true name and a weak muscle with false name, and then you get accurate way to proceed with muscle testing. And then they can start making statement and have somebody pull their muscle. I usually prefer, I found it throughout the years, I have 3 years of practice, that the most accurate will be the muscle between the thumb and the ring finger, making a circle, finger circle. That's why I want people to see it. It's very visual. It's very clear. And then have a partner pulling their muscles after calibrating and just make a statement, whatever their goal is. I want to make at least $100,000 a year and see if the muscle is weak or strong. And if the muscle is weak, they're obviously sabotaging themselves. Then they probably need to get the book or the e-book and just follow the very easy do-it-yourself corrections of the sabotage.
In your book, you talk about a woman that I learned about many years ago. Her name is Olga Worrell. And Olga was such an incredible healer. And she worked with scientists. They did research with her. She did long-distance testing. And you had a chance to actually get to know her. That's marvelous.
Oh, she was a sweetheart. Absolutely. She was in her 80s, and she did really miracles, absolutely amazing miracles. But I'm not a miracle maker, and I kept looking for ways to bring this, so quote-unquote, miracle to the million of people who do not have this gift. And that's how I developed my technique of the sabotage correction technique.
What is one of the most dramatic cases that you have dealt with that really was a surprise to both your client, patient, as well as to you?
I had a patient who came to get clearance before she get a lap band surgery. She was 300 pounds. It was not a cosmetic issue. It was really affecting her health big time, and she was ready to do surgery because she tried everything in the book, and she would lose the same 20 pounds over and over and over again, and it was, you know, enough is enough, and you know you need to have a psychiatric clearance before that. And I said, okay, I'll give you the clearance, but let's first check your muscles and see what your body has to say. And we check her muscle. We found out that it was not safe for her to lose weight. And she was puzzled. I was puzzled. I was under the impression that she was molested as a child. Because a lot of time, people who were molested or having any, you know, raped or any sexual issue are subconsciously afraid to lose weight. God forbid they'll become attractive and then they become sexual object again. So I checked for that. She didn't have it. She didn't recall it. Her body said it. She didn't have it. And then I start again playing around with question, and we found out her grandmother did not deserve for her to lose the weight. And it turned out, then her grandmother died when she was age 5 from cancer. And before she died, she lost a lot of weight. She was like a skeleton. And in this patient's subconscious mind, there was an imprint, losing weight equal cancer and death. So there was she could possibly lose any weight was having this imprint.
Mm-hmm.
After clearing the imprint, then it was safe for her to lose weight. Then, again, once we removed subconscious sabotage to losing weight, we were able to use the body as an instrument to tell us what's the best way to lose weight. And then we found out the best way was not the surgery. The best way was, in her case, Weight Watchers. And within a year, she lost, you know, I don't know, more than 100 pounds.
Holy Moses, what a story. Now, how, when she was going through this, when you were doing the muscle testing, did she find it surprising that because of the experience she'd had with her grandmother, that
yes.
she had had this weight issue?
I was totally surprised. That was like really a jaw-dropper. It's really... really something. But the proof is in the pudding, and it makes sense. It makes sense for me as a psychologist, as a psychiatrist, to, you know, all the psychological issues. And this muscle testing is such a powerful tool, because when your body is telling you something, you accept it, in a sense. And let me give you another example. I had a patient with rage attacks. Really, whenever he was calling his wife and she was delayed doing something in the kitchen, she delayed a few minutes, he had a rage attack. Was like really yelling and throwing things and whatever. She was ready to divorce him. And then he came to get some medication to calm him down, and we did the muscle testing. We found out that his mother did not deserve for him to get over the rage attacks. So, again, we played around. He didn't know why. He had a wonderful mother, very loving, very nurturing, very supportive, totally puzzled. We played with muscle testing, and the muscle testing said that he had a trauma between age 2 and 3, and he did not remember any of that. I told him, go interview your mom. He returned the next week, and he said, oh, my God, my mom said that when I was age 2 and a half, she gave birth to my sister. There were complications. She had to stay in the hospital for 3 weeks, and I was with my grandparents, and I was crying nonstop. So that's the issue of abandonment, and he feels abandoned whenever his mother, his wife is delayed for a few minutes. He's going back to age 2 and a half and having a tantrum.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
So,
my
yeah.
goodness.
Yeah, we cleared that sabotage, and, you know, the rage attack stopped, marriage saved, and a happy ending for that. And hey, it's such a shortcut in therapy.
Oh, my goodness. You know how many people have been in therapy for maybe as long as 15 to 20 years and they haven't gotten past first base? It's amazing. This is something that could really make such a difference in working with people so that they could get to the roots of the issues that they have. Now, you put this book together, the key, or the first key, how to remove subconscious sabotage, because you really wanted people to know that if they couldn't afford to come to see you or someone else, that they really could do this themselves.
Yeah, actually, people who need professional help need to have professional help. This is not instead of professional help. This book is geared for the millions and millions of people who do not need professional help. And they want to be happy, they want to have a better relationship, they want to lose weight, they want, not the 300 pounds, of course, but, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
just like a regular 10, 20 pounds, or they want to have better sex, they want to be happier, they want to succeed, they want to find their ideal career.
Mm-hmm.
You can ask the body, once you remove subconscious sabotage, you can ask the body what's the, you know, what to study, what's the ideal career for you. You can, you know, succeed in your studies if you have subconscious sabotage. Let me tell you about another patient of mine who, again, a brilliant law student who failed the bar exam, I don't remember, 5 or 6 times. And this depressed him. He came for me because of his depression, not because he failed the bar, but he wanted some indications. And I checked his muscles. I want to pass the bar exam. Muscle was weak. He was very, very, very surprised. I deserve to pass the bar, yes. My father deserved that I pass the bar, no. Weak muscle. So we start talking, and he said his father, a prominent attorney, always was physically abusive and verbally abusive. He always told him, you're going to amount to nothing, you're stupid, you're no good. He had attention deficit disorder in a mild form, but he was still brilliant. And now the father is about to retire. He has a huge law practice. He wants his son to take over. He's dying for him to pass the bar. Guess what? Son is failing. Conscious. He's punishing his father. And again, we talked about it. We used the sabotage correction techniques successfully, and he passed the bar no problem.
In your book, you have photos, and you show the ring circles, or
yes,
not the finger circles, excuse me, the finger circles with the thumb and the ring finger. You show that. You also have the straight arm horizontal, and then the arm next to the thigh. Is there a reason why you're giving these different options for muscle testing?
Even though I always use the ring and the thumb and the ring finger, some people have some issue with their hands, some people have carpal tunnel, some people, you know, some accidents, so I need to give them some alternative. And also, when I show this for, you know, to patients, they're so puzzled and so surprised that I often use a few muscles just to show them that it works with all kind of muscles.
Well, I think it's marvelous. And I know that on your website, which is thefirstkey.com, your free short videos, I think people would really, really enjoy. And in your book, The First Key, How to Remove Subconscious Sabotage, you let people know that if they don't have a partner to work with, it usually is better if you do have a partner. I think it's good if you have someone that is unbiased. That's just me, because some people are very private and they may not want their spouse to know, or their boyfriend or their girlfriend or their kids. So if they had a friend that could do this. Now, let me ask you a question. If someone is doing this with you that doesn't believe in the kinesiology, does that make any difference?
None whatsoever.
Good.
I mean, most of my patients do not believe in kinesiology before they experience it for themselves. And that's what I'm saying. The first session it takes to make them a believer. And there is no way that they will not believe it. I use 2 identical envelopes, totally identical, unmarked, sealed. One was vitamin C powder. The other one was artificial sweetener. I don't know what's in the envelope. They don't know what's in the envelope. Their body knows. And there is no, it is like working 100%. It's totally accurate. And that's really, really, really just make them start believing the wisdom of the body.
Well, Daphna, I also want to mention that you have a free CD that comes with the book, and I know that we're out of time. So it's been delightful having you as a guest. I know kinesiology works, and I encourage people to investigate it for themselves. I think it would surprise them. There's many different applications. Go to Daphna Solom's website, thefirstkey.com, thefirstkey.com. Watch those videos, and Daphna will show you exactly what you can do. Daphne, it's been a delight having you as a guest. Thank you so much for being with me, and I wish you nothing but the best. And when you come out with your next book, be sure and let me know.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
You're welcome. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break, broadcasting from Los Angeles. We'll be back in just a moment.
Do you have children between the ages of 3 to 10? Do you love children's books and collect them? Then you'll want to know about God's Kiss, the award-winning illustrated children's book that has been enjoyed by families around the world. 15 beautiful illustrations by Pacific Northwest artist Ed Gedrose accompany this lovely story about a little boy named Johnny. They will capture your heart and mind in a very special way. Multicultural and non-denominational in content, it will become a family favorite that you and your children will want to read again and again. This book is available by itself through Amazon, or if you contact me, Donna Sebo, directly, you can get a personalized signed copy. There is also a talking book. You can order the talking book CD by contacting me via email, donna@delphiinternational.com, or by calling 253-582-5604. You can also visit my website, delphiinternational.com, to see more details. God's Kiss is a family classic that belongs in everyone's library. Get your copy now.
Tickets now on sale for the 2012 Conscious Life Expo, February 10th through the 13th at the LAX Hilton. Bringing together an eclectic community of speakers, panelists, exhibitors, artists, and visionaries for a four-day gathering of collective consciousness featuring over 150 workshops, special events, including TV British psychic Lisa Williams and visionary scientist and author Greg Braden, as well as the film festival, live music, Programa Latino, and three exhibit halls packed with healthy products and services. For ticket information, www.consciouslifeexpo.com.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hello and welcome. This is Donna Sebo, and I'm down here in Los Angeles. I've left the drippy cool temperatures of the Pacific Northwest, and I'm basking in sunshine. It's absolutely gorgeous down here. Hard for me to believe that it's 80 degrees outside. Wow, my thermostat is adjusting beautifully. Now, if you'd like to call in and chat with me, no matter where I am, we still can talk on the phone. 888-627-6008 is the telephone number to call in to. That's 888-627-6008. And if you're a first-time listener, all I need from you is your first name or initial. Then I'll be more than delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. And, of course, you're welcome to ask me a question about anything that you like. Now, I do need to let you know, tomorrow we're going to be playing a best of Donna because I am going to be speaking here at the Conscious Life Expo. So I won't be available to do the show. But I'll be back in studio on Monday with a great lineup of guests that we're going to be having next week. So just know that that's what's going to be occurring. And next week, oh, we're going to have such good guests. Angel with a Tail, T-A-I-L. Wendy Warren is going to be my guest. Oh, what a book. Dance of the Electric Hummingbird, Patricia Walker, famous rock star. Patricia Walker, special story, special personal journey. Then we're going to be talking with Len Zimmerman about how you can heal yourself. And then Twyla Edens-Worthy, a harpist who has just recently come back to the United States after being in Europe for years. We're going to be listening to some fabulous, fabulous music. And then Lee Fortson has put together a book that I have been sharing with so many people that are battling phenomenal experiences. Embrace, Release, Heal. You're not going to want to miss any of this dynamic week next week. So tell your friends and join me. Let's go to our first caller for the day. This is Donna. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling in from?
Hi, this is Lisa, and I'm calling from California. Welcome to L.A.
Hi, Lisa. Oh, my goodness. It's good to hear your voice. I can't, you know, I think that all of the Northwest fungus moss brain stuff that we get, it's going to dry out. Then I go back home.
Yeah, and we're having a really warm winter, so you're in luck.
Oh, this is it's just incredible. Well, Lisa, let's get down to business with you. Now, the first thing that I am looking at is a major upset professionally. Now, when I'm looking at this major upset, it seems to come out of left field. And as this experience is happening to you, you're saying, where do I belong? Where do I belong? And I'm seeing you because of contacts that you've made with other people in the past in different environments and doing networking, you're going to find that as you're sort of going through your mental Rolodex, or maybe it's your Outlook Express, I have no idea, but you're going to go, I think maybe I'll contact this person. Maybe I'll chat with this person. And you want to do some brainstorming, because what's happening to you is that you're going to be breaking through into a whole new modality of environment. And what's going to evolve from that is that you are going to take off like a bullet in a career direction, and you're going to be going just a mile a minute, really enjoying all of the interaction with people that you're going to find yourself involved with. And I just think that whatever will appear to be a setback is actually going to be like a springboard that is going to propel you forward. Now, what I think is even more special is that after you go through this year, which is going to be filled with all kinds of changes, when you go into the year 2013, you are so resilient that you're going to find yourself just moving forward at an incredible speed in a career direction that you think, my goodness, why didn't I think of this before? I'm a natural. And you are. So you've got your challenges facing you this year. But I think that these challenges are important because you are extremely loyal. You are extremely thorough. You are very detail-oriented when it's necessary to be that way. And so when the changes come in, there's that sense of, gee, I don't have the control. But you need to know that your control is absolutely going to serve you in an entirely different way. So it's sort of letting go, going with the flow, putting your energy out in the way that you want to put it out, and then just go with gusto. And you're going to be surprised at how many people are going to be very supportive of you. What's on your mind, Lisa? What did you want to ask me about?
I do have to ask you, has the major upset already happened, or is it on the horizon? Because I feel like I've already gone through something like that.
Well, I think you've got a number of different circumstances. I don't think you're through it. So if something has already started, I don't think that's it. I think it is whatever has started is a catalyst. And so it's building up momentum, so there's other things that are coming up. Don't be discouraged by this, because what's happening is that you're literally cleaning the slate.
Do you know what it is?
Excuse me?
Do you know what it is specifically?
Oh, it's on so many different levels. I think by the time you finish this year, you're going to be able to stand on top of the mountain and look back and say, good Lord, I didn't realize there were that many rocks that I had to get over.
Jeepers.
But it's a lot of it's little tiny things, a lot of it's little tiny bits and pieces of stuff, and then the big ones, the big ones will come like in a chunk, and you're going to look at it and say, okay, it's time for me to let this go, or it's time for me to push through something. And you're going to do that.
Got you. Because I'm actually involved in acting, and my agency just closed last year, and so that was a huge upset because I've had to go out and look for a new agent, and that's been very, very interesting.
Well, it's always challenging when you're trying to find a new agent. But I think, again, you're breaking through some old barriers.
Yeah. I just hope that that doesn't have to happen again.
Well, don't take that attitude. Don't take that attitude, don't lock yourself down. What you want to say is, I'm worthy. I know I'm talented and capable. So what I want to do is to ask the universe to direct me towards those persons and circumstances that are going to bring me in contact with that individual that I want as an agent.
Within that vein, you'd actually have a specific question, which was in regards to work, because I do have a new agent now. I have a big, good, old agent that's been working for me, and so I've been auditioning, but I'm wondering if you see any work coming up soon.
I am getting either June or July.
Really?
June or July. So I'm looking at six different projects, and I just want you to know, to really know within yourself that you are going to have work and that it's going to be really, really satisfying and rewarding to you. So just don't worry about how you're going to get it. You've got two people that are working for you right now. Just keep on moving along.
Okay.
You're doing very well. Keep up the good work and keep up the good attitude.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate your help.
Oh, you're more than welcome. You have a magnificent day. And one afternoon you're going to call me and say, Donna, guess what? And it's going to be fabulous.
Yeah. I like that. Well, thank you.
You're very welcome, Lisa. You have a wonderful day. Donna Sebo here. If you'd like to call in and chat, 888-627-6008. I wanted to share something with you because, to me, it is so important. The rights of women have had to be fought for in this country very long and very hard. It's been a very, very difficult road. And there were so many men and women both that earnestly were willing to do whatever they could to make the rights of women significant. It wasn't all that long ago that in this country we didn't have a lot of choices. Well, I have a story to share with you about a woman who was in Dubai. Abu Dhabi. And her story is something that really needs to be shared because we need to remember the right of the individual, the rights of women, men, women, and children are important. Being a slave is not an option. And this woman's story is really, really significant. Her name is Paula Lucas. She is in her middle 50s. She was from Portland, Oregon, and it wasn't all that long ago that she went through an experience that really transformed her life. Now, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, I'm going to share her story because we need to give voice to what is really not healthy and not good in life so that we can keep our focus on what is right in life and really continue to make sure that we don't let those rights disappear. Donna Sebo, we're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a minute, so don't go away.
Tickets now on sale for the 2012 Conscious Life Expo, February 10th through the 13th at the LAX Hilton. Bringing together an eclectic community of speakers, panelists, exhibitors, artists, and visionaries for a four-day gathering of collective consciousness featuring over 150 workshops, special events, including TV British psychic Lisa Williams and visionary scientist and author Greg Braden, as well as the film festival, live music, Programa Latino, and three exhibit halls packed with healthy products and services. For ticket information, www.consciouslifeexpo.com.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about the side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep at night because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without the side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want the pain relief without the side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Duane Reade, Quick Check Pharmacies, and Wegmans. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store near you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Hi, this is Donna. I'm broadcasting to you from Los Angeles, California, and I'm delighted to be down here. Now, if you want to give me a buzz, the telephone number to call into is 888-627-6008. Paula Lucas. Now, this occurred in 1999. She was in front of an officer at the American Embassy in Abu Dhabi. She was telling this officer about the horrific abuse she and her three children had endured at the hands of her husband, who was Lebanese. And she got punched, slapped. He was verbally abusive, psychologically hideous with all of them. But she was trapped. In the United Arab Emirates, the UAE, you beat up your wife and kids, it's perfectly okay. You can even murder them in many instances, and nobody cares. Now, when she was at the American Embassy, the officer, after hearing her story, said that the embassy couldn't protect her. And this is what she said. She said, "I was naive. I thought my American freedoms would travel with me." That's her exact quote. Well, she knew she had to get out, and she had huge, huge obstacles, because really, I'm sure there was no one that she could talk to. Now, one time when her husband was out of town, she forged his permission for their travel, which is a requirement in the UAE. She also forged a check in his name. She was not permitted to have access to any of her own money. She did this so she could cover their expenses, and they managed to escape and get back into the United States. Now, once she got back into the United States, she managed to get back to Oregon. She was on welfare. Her husband tracked her down. She had to go into court and fight a custody battle for her three sons. She won that battle. While she was going through this, while she was cleaning up the mess of this horrific situation, she developed a dream. That dream was she wanted to end the ordeals of other women that were being terribly battered, that were living overseas. So in 2001, she started a group called the Americans Overseas Domestic Violence Crisis Center. Some people were happy to donate to this. And in 2010, the Department of Justice, you're hearing me correctly, the Department of Justice stepped up with substantial funding. They now have a toll-free hotline in 175 countries. The Americans Overseas Domestic Violence Crisis Center supports hundreds of American families in more than 67 countries with counseling, travel assistance, legal services, and relocation costs. What is amazing to me was to find out that at least one family returns safely to the United States each month. Each month. Because of her organization, Paula Lucas's organization. And Paula said, We need to make women aware of the obstacles if they find themselves in an abusive situation. Now, Paula has since gotten remarried, and her sons are doing well in life. But she said, I was one of the lucky ones. I can tell you from having had personal experience with aspects of Middle Eastern culture, the women are absolutely not allowed to have any rights. I've known women that were from wealthy families that if they wanted to visit any place, they were allowed to go, but their children were kept at home, and they knew that if they did not go back home, they'd never see their children again. And it reminds me so much of the same kind of patterning that occurred in communist China under Mao, in Russia, the former Soviet Union, under Stalin and the KGB. These oppressive environments, and there's so many of them, to be able to find an organization that is even open and receptive to helping someone is just amazing. So I think Paula Lucas, my hat's off to her and then some. And I really think if you're interested in finding out more about this, you can go to this website. It's 866uswomen.org. The number's 866uswomen.org. Abuse is absolutely hideous. And when you have something like this that occurs and you need help, at least now you know that there is an organization you can reach out to. So wherever you are, or if you know of someone overseas and they say, I can't get away, that's something they need to know, that they have an option. So that's 866uswomen.org. Donna Sebo here. I'm in Los Angeles. I do want to let you know, tomorrow we're going to have a Best of Donna. I know that you'll enjoy it, but I'm going to be speaking, so I can't be on air with you. But don't forget, I'll be back live in studio on Monday, and we just have this absolutely phenomenal week in front of us. And I just absolutely enjoy these guests that I have, because I think that when you can share knowledge that people have, when you can share their experiences and their insights, it really makes a difference. Before I close out, I want to tell you about a physician. His name was Dr. Caruso. He has since passed away. But when I first moved into the Pacific Northwest, this man was renowned. He was a person that was way, way ahead of his times, and at that time when I moved into the area, he was already in his 90s. He lived to be over 100. And this was a man who not only was a chiropractor, but he was very much of the holistic bent, and he used kinesiology all the time. And when he got into his late 80s and 90s, his practice, he had it out of his home. People would sit out on his front porch. You never made an appointment. You just showed up. And when he got there, he got there. But he would work with people on an individual basis, just like Daphna does. And he had so much success, absolutely wonderful success. I think it's good to be able to explore different modalities. Ask questions. Find out why this might work for someone, why it might not work for someone. We are all uniquely different, and our health is a do-it-yourself job in many instances, and every time we are not willing to explore and find out about our own personal power, well, then guess who else is going to get it? Someone that you're going to say, fix me, and they may not really fix you at all. Think about Daphne's story about the woman who was so heavy, 300 pounds of weight, that she couldn't, no matter what she did, it didn't work. When she was able to get to the root cause of why her body fought so hard against losing weight, she was able to resolve it, and it was easy. This is Donna Sebo. I know that we're out of time. Remember always that you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Don't ever underestimate your own personal power. You've got a lot more than you possibly could ever imagine. So I wish you well, and whatever you do, have fun. And remember, you're worth every bit of investment you put in yourself. You're a gold mine. Once you discover it, be sure to share it. This is Donna Sebo. Have a magnificent day, and we'll be chatting again live on Monday. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.